This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. And when you think lawyer, you might think big salary and big clients. But the reality is most private lawyers work in small firms with just a handful of other attorneys. To help these sorts of lawyers stay afloat, a growing number of law schools are developing programs that are designed to meet their needs. From member station WNYC in New York, Beth Fertig has more on one of the first schools to launch such a program.
Jasmine Edwards knew all her life that she wanted to be a lawyer, but after working as a paralegal in a big New York firm after college, she knew that type of law wasn't for her.
There was no real client. The client was a big company that, you know, they sent a representative to pay the bill, but you never really met a person behind that huge company.
Today, the 29-year-old attorney finds herself in a storefront office in the hardscrabble Brooklyn neighborhood of Bedford-Stuyvesant. She handles everything from real estate to immigration issues. She has one partner, there's no law library, and no paralegals. But Edwards does have a lively group of other attorneys like herself who help each other with advice over the internet.
You're going to see how many emails I have a day, like 300, because there are so many attorneys going back and forth.
These attorneys all went to law school at the City University of New York, or CUNY. They belong to a network of graduates who work on their own or in small practices. Edwards says they're able to help each other with their cases, almost like lawyers in a bigger firm.
If I have a family law question, I call certain people or email them because, you know, they're really like partners, I guess. Yeah, in a sense.
But it's not just a chat room for lawyers. Fred Rooney is director of the 7-year-old program, which is called the Community Legal Resource Network. He says CUNY graduates are the lawyers who are best suited to help the majority of New Yorkers who can't afford a lawyer.
What we're trying to do is to help people strike a balance between doing well and doing good.
Rooney calls this low bono legal assistance. By joining forces, he says attorneys can save time and money, savings they can then pass on to their clients.
But we're doing that by resourcing lawyers in small firms and solo practice who are willing and able to go and either reduce their fees, slide their fees, take into consideration the economic needs of the client.
The network also offers its graduates a supportive environment with yoga and meditation classes, and they can take their required continuing legal education courses at the law school.
It doesn't matter whether the state of New York calls it a misdemeanor or a felony. It doesn't matter.
Classes like this one on immigration law cost just $10 for members of the CUNY network. Mercedes Cano, who runs her own practice in Queens, says it's a bargain compared to what the bar associations would charge.
You will pay like $150 for a course like this. We're getting it for the price of a pizza, $10. Not only that, you get to connect with other attorneys. And you know that the school is reaching out and helping you.
CUNY's program is at the forefront of a growing national movement to help lawyers who work in small practices. There are now 17 schools that offer similar networks for their graduates through the National Law School Consortium Project. The latest members include a handful of schools in Northern California. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.